I mean, we ain't just being real black and real excellent today. You feel me? You feel me? All right, good. What kind of pizza you eat, bro? You both that cheese? Yo, weird ass thing. Just childish, right?
Regular cheese. Extra sauce, extra cheese, extra sauce.
You gotta try that basil pesto,
regular
though.
Cheese.
That basil pesto, it's got chicken, spinach, tomatoes.
Oh, where?
Garlic.
Yeah. Oh, what you eat?
Basil pesto, no chicken.
Basil pesto?
No chicken.
No chicken?
No chicken.
What you got against chicken?
I got nothing against chicken,
I don't really trust no brother on eating no chicken.
I eat chicken, I just don't like it on basil pesto. Look, man, I love me some Chick-fil-A. I got Chick-fil-A cup in the car.
Okay, all right, bet. Bob, what you eat?
Man, I don't eat pizza anymore.
You stopped eating pizza?
Man, I just do the cheese. As long as they don't ask for pineapple, we got a problem. Pineapple shouldn't be on pizza.
There you go. That's great.
We got it, though. He wants some pineapple.
Hey, man, welcome back to the
There you go. We got a whole theme about no pineapple on pizza.
Man, Bob, you serious about your pizza? Bob got a whole group dedicated to not putting pineapples on pizza. Bro, you gonna catch so much hell for this one right here. Welcome back to the 85 South Show, Black Excellence Spotlight. We talking about pizza today, because we got some black-owned pizza owners in here. Is that that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's black-owned black pizza owners.
Yeah.
Because the pizza's black.
No,
I'm saying, like, because it's like, if you're a black person and you have a dog, then your dog black.
Right, okay.
So since this pizza being made by black people, it's black pizza.
It's black pizza.
Bloodline.
That's gonna be the name of my shit. Hey, man, I got Bob up here with me today from Edgewood Pizza. How y'all living, man? Welcome to the trap.
Man, thank you for having me.
Tate is in all black.
Yeah, I gotta be.
This cool strapping young man right here, this Bob. What's up, Bob? How you doing, man? Y'all welcome to the studio, man.
Appreciate
you know, this is the Black Excellence Spotlight, and we know y'all got some excellent things going on over there on Edgewood Avenue.
Yeah,
tell
man.
Me more about it. Let the fans know. Let the followers know.
Give them a rundown, Bob.
Yeah, the rundown. Because I got the info right here, Bob. You can't hide nothing from me. I know all about that. Somebody put the code in. Man, put the 1, 2, 3, 4,
That's
5.
That's a very secure code.
Yes, it is. Nobody would ever guess that.
15 years strong, man.
Really?
Yeah, Edgewood.
2006,
man. 2006. There's a lot of great
Nobody
things.
Was there.
Word.
Other than Javaology, coffee shop.
Yeah.
And we moved in. We stuck there. We hung in. We're still there.
That's what's up, man. They say you came down through the hood and, you know, hired people from the neighborhood, man.
Why not?
Yeah, he hired me, man.
Word?
The only
yeah,
way to
man,
do
he
it.
Hired me, man.
So you from Edgewood?
I'm from Fort.
How did that happen?
My mama told me to get a job.
Really?
Tried to be in the street. She was like, nah, man, that ain't it. You got to get you a job. Went down to Edgewood, saw Bob. Bob was on his one-man restaurant stuff one day. He was taking the order, making the food, and delivering the food. This is back in 2008.
For real?
Yeah, 2 years after he bought it. 2008, man, he pulled up on my block. I was like, hey, yo, Bob, what's up with the job? He said, man, come tomorrow. Got a job, just like that.
Bruh, that is...
Just like that, bro.
Why you take him serious when he hits you with, hey, bro, what's up with the job?
Man, it was him and a whole bunch of kids on the block.
Right.
They all needed something to do. Why not?
Yeah.
So I took them all in, passing out flyers, getting the business up.
this would be the perfect opportunity for me to ask you what you think about the situation in Atlanta with the water boys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's how they make money,
deal
man.
With them.
I was a flyer boy.
Oh, what?
For him, I used to do the flyers, and we weren't making no money. So if they could get some money out the water, that's even better. I wish I was making a dollar off every fly I passed out.
You know, they're trying to shut it down, though.
Why?
No, but they started. They got a new spot now.
Oh, okay.
They took over that old lady that got gunned down.
Oh.
What was her name? It's called Hey, H-E-Y. So what they're doing right now is they bring people to different areas and they bring them to work.
Right.
I actually had a young kid named Quinn working there. There's another kid that was working for me, but he's not working right now. But they got a spot now. It's called H-E-Y. And they're doing pretty good.
That's dope, man. Shout out to the water boys, man. Don't let nobody knock you off the
ground.
They got a spot. They got their own water. Their own bottled water now.
Get your ass out the street and go get a job, man. I wish I would have been selling some water, making how much money they making. You know what I'm saying? They catch it, man. You know what I'm saying? They out of the way. They ain't trying to be in nobody. You know what I'm saying? Be in nobody's house, running up in nobody's house, doing nothing crazy. They just trying to be on the corner, sell some water. Let them boys get their money, man.
Bruh, did you ever think when you yelled out, hey, Bob, what's up with that job, that it would last this long?
Nah, man. And then he calls me his little brother. You know what I'm saying? I've been rocking with him for almost 13 years now.
Yeah.
So it's lovely, man. You know what I'm saying? He helped me out a lot.
He graduated from college.
Yeah. He put me through my first year of college, man.
Man, Bob saved your life, basically.
That's man. I tell this man this all the time, but he will not take the credit for it, bro.
He will not take the credit for it, man. He really wants you to stop bringing it up.
I bought my first car off his paycheck.
See, you're getting too good. Don't cut
for
you
real,
off.
Bro,
I have done so
much. Off of pizza. It's not just me though. He do it for a lot of kids. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He helped out my brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's a good dude, man. He makes some good pizza. You know.
Bob, where you get the sauce from on the pizza, bro? You usually see a whole lot of black people in the pizza industry.
No. When I first bought the spot, I got it for a lick.
Okay.
$5,000.
Anybody got any pizza spots out there
to sell? How they doing 5,000
a lunch? I used to work at Domino's.
I'm doing 5,000 a lunch now.
For real?
Oh yeah, yeah. When she sold it to me, she was going through a hard time.
Real hard. She was smoking crack. All the places on here.
Yo, she was.
She was.
For real?
She was, yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
This story is getting black about me. You should have told me. I would have put that in the notes. He bought a pizza spot from a lady on drugs. Coming up next.
White lady.
White lady, too.
Wow. Is this public info or just new?
I mean, it's good info.
So in the hood, she was, wow.
She was there. She was doing good.
Man, you came through. You really did hit a lick.
Yeah, for sure.
It didn't take you long to start making a profit. Once you bought a sign and did the parking lot, it was all profit. Yeah. That's what's up, man. So you finally got to take a crack at the pizza business.
That was...
Damn, that's cold,
yeah,
man.
She gave me the sauce. The dough, she showed me how to make pizza.
All this for $5,000.
Well, $2,500 a week, because I had to keep her there for 2 weeks so I can learn how to do the shit.
So you bought the restaurant from her?
Yeah. Kept her for 2 weeks.
On a payment plan. She worked for you for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
This shit is amazing. Please tell me some more of this story.
Yeah.
Did she ever show back up and like, give me $500 more?
Oh, she's actually doing good. She's in Tennessee.
Shout out to that lady.
Yeah.
And whatever you got for
sale
next,
Cheryl Lee.
I want some. So she showed you the whole game.
Oh yeah, she showed me the whole game.
Just put this up, because ain't none of this shit on there.
Yeah, so I mean, we stuck it out, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard, but hey. I know how to deal with people.
That's what's up, man.
I don't care who you are, man. You can be rich, you can be poor. I know how to deal with people.
So you're not from America.
Huh?
I'm from
Eritrea.
Shout them out, bro.
East Africa.
Yeah, I'm looking Eritrea. At that camera. This is our East African camera.
That's your East African camera?
They like that perspective for some reason.
Nipsey's from there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, her too. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Shout out to the whole community.
Yeah. Been here since 82.
It's a good year to come here.
Yeah.
A lot of shit.
Portland, Oregon.
You was in Portland?
Hung out with some white folks. Mm-hmm. Then moved to LA. Yeah. Then to Florida.
It's a lot of moving.
Atlanta. Huh?
It's a lot of moving.
Hell yeah. Why not?
Shit. I don't know.
You go where it's at.
Where the money go.
Yeah, you came over here. You wanted to see the whole motherfucking America.
Why not? Yeah.
That's what's up. What made you stay in Atlanta, though?
Man, the opportunity here for black people, it's endless.
They think we're just camping out here, man.
We can
tell
do
them.
Anything. You can walk down the street and go you to the City Hall.
Be standing in your hood and just yell out, hey, what's up with that job?
Yeah, for sure.
And get one. And
start making a lot
you
of money.
You can buy a pizza restaurant from a white lady on drugs for $5,000
and $5. She show you the whole
pocket.
Two increments.
Two increments.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
That's what it is,
bro.
But that's not your only business, venture, though.
Well, we got a new restaurant I'm opening up called Handlebar. It's a bicycle-themed bar. So basically, it's just to cater to people that I want to see on bicycles.
Yeah.
Not only on bicycles, but it's also a bar, restaurant, something that I'm going to do, you know, because a lot of people right now, I mean, if you know this, but back in the days, African Americans in America had only two ways of transport, going to places.
That's your feet.
They either had to get on a bicycle, get on a train, or a bus.
That's three.
That's three.
Yeah.
I'm high, but that's three.
That's three, for sure.
Okay.
Well, they had three there.
Yeah, three.
I bet.
Yeah.
So you're going to bring the handlebar to life. I'm sitting here thinking, though, right? So you got Edgewood Pizza, but you're going to open one in West End.
Yes, sir.
So will the Edgewood Pizza in the West End be Edgewood Pizza or West End Pizza?
Probably be Edgewood Pizza.
Yeah, you know I throw in Edgewood on there so people know. I mean, you know, actually, to be honest with you, my majority of my customers are in this area.
Mm.
So they're going to know.
But this Atlanta, if you do that, you're going to have to say Edgewood Pizza, but it's in the West End. Cause nigga, I'm like, bro.
He's like, shit. Edgewood, bro.
I did order. Now you ordered in the West End.
Bro, what the fuck you time at, bro?
This Edgewood Pizza, Edgewood, bro.
I still got down West End.
Yeah, true.
So you had to put a disclaimer up there, so.
We're working on that.
That's what's up. So you're going to have the handlebar. Is it going to be a place to ride the bikes in the bar?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Inside the bar.
Bro?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually building them right now. No, it's being built right now. His name is Ben. He's building that. It's going to be, we're only going to let people that have certain bikes to park it inside.
Oh,
you got to have a fly bike.
You got to have a fly bike. You can't make my walls look bad.
That's real, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because what if a motherfucker real passionate about the bike?
Yeah, like, man, your shit ain't
really, really dope enough to be in here.
Fuck you mean?
Man, that was a dope bike. That was a dope bike. I'll take that bike any day.
Exactly.
I'm going to hang it in my building.
Have bike beef.
Yes, sir.
So what's up, man? I'm going to get with y'all. I got a few theme bars I might want to open.
Like what?
The titty bar.
Sound like a good bar.
It is. Guess what my thing is going to be?
What?
What?
My little slogan.
What?
A great place to hang out.
Great place to hang out. Got it.
Let me get this check. Let me get this check. I might invest.
Come on.
You know? Shit. Might get somebody to give us $5,000.
We need more than $5,000. We're going to need it.
Even with the West End, like the landlord there, he hooked me up. He's paying for half my, 70% of the build out.
Bro, you don't have like.
He got some luck.
You don't have no business course.
I'm a hustler, man.
You know,
I was in corporate. I know how to deal with people.
Like, what were you doing in corporate?
I worked for Starwood Hotels. I used to work for the W Hotels.
Okay.
So I know how to talk to people.
Shit, clearly you do. You got people giving you businesses on consignment, free training and shit. They actually gonna pay for all the reproductions.
Fuck.
I need to know. For you and just give it to you.
Man, you want this? I'll pay for the remodel if you'll take it.
Yeah.
That's some real game right there. I don't know what the hell you learned at the start with.
They did the same at the handlebar, too.
Huh?
My landlord did the same at handlebar.
Yeah, you got to start coming up here more, Bob. It's some shit that you know that I don't.
That's how you negotiate. Negotiation.
I think it's the voice, though. You got a real calming voice. You probably just be saying shit and people
just
believe
be smiling.
It.
Just smiling. Talking.
It's that smile.
I stay smiling. They don't give me shit. You want me to work dollar for dollar. I got to earn every fucking thing that I have. Ain't no handouts.
Yeah.
Rough. It's raw. I'm living in the 40s over here.
I mean, it's how you take care of people, man. Like, I used to, I posted a little thing for to feed the homeless where people would throw money into my Cash App.
Right.
And I threw my Cash App up there. There was about $3,000 in Cash App to give a slice to homeless people on Edgewood.
That's what's up, man. See, I always be wondering about that, like, what if they homeless, but they not hungry?
There's a lot of homeless people everywhere, man.
I know, but, like...
What if they not hungry?
What if they not hungry? Like, what if that's, like, everybody giving them food? Like, when all the homeless people get together, they be like, bruh, they keep giving us food.
We got food. We straight up food. We need some money.
Yeah, they want money.
Yeah.
They probably be like, bro, the people who live in houses just don't fucking get it. They keep giving me bags of food. Why the fuck I'm gonna keep it?
Yeah, that's true. You sound like Frank right now.
Yeah, you do sound like Frank.
You sound like Frank. Frank was a guy that Frank been with me for since day one. He used to work for her. Who's her supplier. But anyway.
Bro, I'm
Frank, you gotta meet Frank. Frank is one of the dopest person you've ever met.
He homeless?
He'll come in. No, he knows how to run the whole shop.
Bro, you fine. You got some good luck.
And he's
people,
homeless.
Man. He is a homeless dude?
Yeah.
For he been working, he got
rehab,
a job
I
for
put
13
him in rehab
years.
Twice.
He don't want it, man. He gonna live
he
on
don't
the street.
Want it.
That's exactly the point. That's what I'm saying.
I know. You try, though. You know what? Help.
Shout out to Frank. That nigga homeless.
He's a good dude, though, man. He know how to run the whole pizza shop, man.
I mean, yeah. Got a lot of time to think about it.
And you bring the best toys.
What? What you talking about, man? I'm sure he does.
You get anything you want from Frank.
I'm sure he does.
No, I'm fucking with
you,
man.
Speaking for your company,
no,
guy.
No, fuck with you.
No, Frank.
Yeah, Frank, shout out Frank.
Exactly.
Shout out Daryl. Daryl's doing good right now.
He homeless too?
Gotta, no, does. Not anymore.
Bruh.
It's just people that he giving opportunity to, man, just from the block.
Exactly, know? And I can't believe they don't really want him. Like, these niggas had a job for 13 years and still homeless. Like, I'm straight on work. I'm in the bar. That house shit overrated.
Yeah.
Man, all this beautiful motherfucking weather, you won't sit up in the house? I got shit to do. Only in Atlanta will a homeless nigga have a job for 13 years. How the fuck does he file taxes? Sir, we need an address. Ain't no address. Ain't no motherfucking address. I tell you what, Bob, can I use the pizza shop address? There you go, bitch. Get my motherfucking income tax.
Frank had 750 credit score, though. Fuck
I mean,
Frank.
He has nothing to fuck
with. Don't fuck with Frank.
He don't owe nobody.
Yeah, he had
nobody, nothing.
No, for real. He had a 750 credit score.
I believe it.
Yeah.
How much shit he has turned down. Sir, would you like to get this house zero down?
Hell no.
I gotta work tomorrow.
Nah. You sound just like him,
bro. Yeah, you do, man. Bro,
you
like do.
Let's go. Yo, happen. You don't try to like get Frank. Me a truck.
Hell no.
my
Yo, I should have brought Frank with me.
No, I'm glad you did. Bring him. You can bring him when you come back. You don't just show up with a nigga like, bro, this nigga.
Oh, no. He's a functional. He's a functional man.
He's a functional guy.
Bro. Wow. Yeah. Wow. You're a great man, Bob. You really know how to bring
Why
out
not?
The best
Help people,
in people,
man. That yeah, hand opens up. You get more blessing, bro.
That's real.
That blessing. Treat people right, they treat you better.
Yeah, the blessing is to be one.
Yes, sir. Sure.
No, but don't get me to preaching.
Yeah, don't start no church. Don't start no church shit.
I will. I turn this.
You gonna start preaching?
No, I'm certified with paperwork.
There you go.
Deacon Carla.
I'm no damn deacon. I'm a whole minister. Reverend minister.
For real?
It's not. Come on, Bob. I catch up and do your Googles.
I gotta take you to Ebenezer then.
What, they offered me the spot already?
Oh, for real? Yeah, because he's running for a senator.
Told him that I'm not through right here yet. I'm right where God wants me to be.
I think you're killing it here.
And that's exactly why he put me here. He knew that I have a certain vernacular to speak to the ones who got lost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all the brothers they got forgot about, they watch this. This is their church. Trust me, I've seen it.
Hey, man.
Let me hit this weed one time for all the people who can't.
Yeah. I think I might hit it.
I'm going to sit this right here.
I might hit it.
Just bro, ride up,
I'm going to run for office soon, so bro, well, fuck them. Here, let me try that
By the time
shit.
You run for office, it's going to be legal.
Shit, they don't have Newport.
And there you have it, folks. Edgewood Pizza, my man Bob, my man Tate. We out this bitch. 85 South Show.
Are you crazy, man?